This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman, Lin and Kelvin. And in the studio with us right now is Keith Kam for the Market Wrap. So we're talking about cybersecurity today because the insurance firm AIG has released some stats on cyber insurance claims. So you can insure against cyber attacks now.
Well, Heidi Klum can insure her left leg for $1 million and her right leg for $1.2 million. I don't see why not. But yes, you can take up insurance against cyber attacks. And it is because of this that AIG has compiled such statistics that categorize the different types of attacks. Now, cyber insurance claims, according to AIG, nearly doubled between 2017 and 2018. And the company received more cyber insurance claims last year than in 2016 and 2017 combined. So it is becoming a serious problem. Now, in its latest report as well, Business Email Compromise, or they call it BEC, is the number one data breach and why a cyber insurance why cyber insurance claims were filed. Now, this covers the Europe, the Middle East, and the Asia region. Second on their list is ransomware. What's interesting about BEC, though, is that it is a bit more difficult to detect. What happens is that these attackers basically target business executives, those with some level of security to authorize payments or links to these people. They study their online habits, glean from their LinkedIn profiles. They somehow get copies of their email and figure out what their writing styles are. And then they hack into their systems, send out emails mimicking their style and getting other people to do stuff for them, like send money, for example. Mm-hmm. And this is actually more a study on social behavior, which is why it's a bit more difficult for cybersecurity firms to track. So today I spoke with Rick Ferguson. He's the VP of Security Research at Trend Micro. That's a Tokyo-listed cybersecurity solutions firm. He talks about why prevention is better than cure.
If you look at some of the recent ransomware payouts for local government and or state government organizations in the US who have been hit really hard recently, they've been paying ransoms of between $400,000 and $600,000 to regain access to their systems. So it's a significant amount of money for attackers. And I know Trend Micro are incredibly excited when they get a $500,000 deal. So the amount that you would have to spend on your security compared to the ransom is significantly lower. The comparative cost, should I protect or should I hope it doesn't happen? If it was my business, I'd be protecting, absolutely. Absolutely, because if you don't, it is going to happen, particularly if you're in those target populations now. So if you're a local government office, if you're in healthcare, if you're dealing with travel and tourism, definitely if you're in finance and manufacturing, you know, all these sectors are square in the sights of attackers because they can ask for elevated sums.
So that was Rick Ferguson from cybersecurity firm Trend Micro. Now, he mentioned risks of a cyber attack in several sectors, travel and tourism, for example, being mentioned. And I think the one that might be top of mind for a lot of people would be the one that just hit us. So did you ask him about the KLIA systems failure from a couple of weeks ago?
Definitely. I put on my conspiracy theorist hat and I asked him, and this is how he responded.
If I was able to deploy ransomware to the systems that control luggage handling, so I don't need to shut down anything else apart from the thing that moves the bags around the airport, I could say to the airport, everything is compromised and I want you to pay me £1 million. The cost to the business would far exceed £1 million because they would have to compensate every airline.
So, I mean, just some updates on what's happened at KLIA. MEHB, the issue is still being investigated by police. But at the end of the day, that's why a good defense against cyber attacks is always crucial, especially in government facilities. Like, you definitely don't want the hospitals and the healthcare system to be compromised, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that PSA was brought to you by Keith Kao. Moving on to Bursa, there was some news recently that Guangchong Berhad, a cocoa grinding company, is building a new cocoa bean processing in Africa.
Yeah, so that new plant is in Côte d'Ivoire on the continent's east. It is expected to be up and running by the first quarter of 2021. And this will increase capacity to allow it to expand in Europe where the best chocolates come from.
So a Francophile would say, yes.
Well, I was thinking more like Switzerland than the UK.
Oh, look at
you. To be honest.
Look at you showing me up, knowing that I would attack you for your French-loving ways. Go on.
Definitely. So anyway, Guangchong Berhad closed up 0.1% at RM3.94. It's already been on the up move. It was at RM3.41 two weeks ago.
Keith, thank you for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.